USA Radio News.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. Police and FBI in Thousand Oaks, California are still searching for answers as to why a gunman would walk into a bar and kill at least 13 people, including a sheriff's sergeant. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy reacts to the news.
This is not my district, but not far. We need to find out what caused this and make sure this does not happen again.
And of course,
it's just devastating. It seems like it was pre-planned to walk the way he walked in, the reports early of putting out smoke bombs so people couldn't see and then just opening up fire.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 10 points to close the day at 26,191. S&P 500 down 7 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
New York State's former attorney general will not be facing abuse charges. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that.
The special prosecutor appointed to investigate allegations that former New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman physically abused women says she has closed the case without bringing criminal charges. Nassau County DA Madeline Singus announcing her decision in a brief statement saying investigators did a, quote, exhaustive review and she personally interviewed each woman who had accused Schneiderman of assault. But she says she concluded statutes of limitations and other legal impediments made it impossible to charge Schneiderman. Schneiderman saying he doesn't consider the decision an exoneration, saying in a statement, quote, I recognize the DA's decision not to prosecute does not mean I have done nothing wrong, adding, I accept full responsibility for my conduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And both the Senate race in Florida and gubernatorial race in Florida may both be headed to a recount. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Get Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Recapping our top story, at least 13 people, including a sheriff's sergeant, were killed Wednesday night at a shooting at a country western music bar in Southern California. Dr. Darren Porcher is a retired NYPD lieutenant. He joined Fox News with what's next at the crime scene.
This takes a while before that information gets out, Fred. But the truth of the matter is, this is a situation that, and just to double back on what we mentioned earlier, traditionally when you enter a nightclub, there's an alcove and there's usually two doors. And one of the things that happens is there's a search when you walk in. As one of the witnesses stated, this was the area where the search was taking place. Usually one of the first things that happens is that second door is closed.
Right.
You don't have
for
the ability, reason. Right, exactly. You don't have the ability to advance directly into the venue as a result of that. So this is something that we have to look back at.
Reaction is still coming in regarding Tuesday's midterm elections. The Republicans were able to gain a couple seats in the Senate while the Democrats did take over the House. Now, Joy Behar on The View had a very interesting thought as to why the Democrats were not able to take over the Senate.
Because of gerrymandering
That's the Constitution. I mean, the districts are gerrymandered, but the states are part of the Constitution.
Okay.
And on Thursday Night Football tonight, the Pittsburgh Steelers will play host to the Carolina Panthers. That game kicks off just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Please check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.